All right. So I'd like to start my sermon by some questions. So have you ever been in a crowd when someone famous walked by? So Lori, so you have some experience?
Oh yes, a lot of
the who?
Times. Well, for one, I saw the Prime Minister of New Zealand back when we were there at the mall. Yeah, so I thought that's cool.
All right.
Helen Clark, it was.
Okay, babe, how about you?
Well, when I was very young in primary school, Queen Elizabeth II was visiting Australia.
Oh.
And the schools, we all, it was at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, and we were all doing this dance for the Queen.
Wow.
And she passed by in a car very close to us all, so that was really special.
Really? Wow. That's great. Wow. So, Edwin, how about you?
No, I never like crowds. I've been in the ones. If anyone coming, I try to avoid them.
Okay. So, okay, a little bit change the question. So who do you want to meet the most?
Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah,
Pac-Man? All right. So, Hurston, how about you?
Person that I'd like to meet, not Michael Jordan, but Kevin Durant.
Okay. So, last question is for Kai.
In a crowd.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anyone, but I have seen an Olympian.
Olympian?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yes.
That's great. So yes, so there are a couple of famous people here. So the Taylor Swift and Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao and Michael Jordan, and I think Suga should be here today. This is for her. So BTS. Yeah, and also interestingly, a couple of days ago, I watched some reality show. It's called Physical Asia. So it's a couple of various countries they join that competition. So Philippines, one of them, and Manny Pacquiao is a member of the Philippines. So it's all people is very surprised. This guy really compete with us, and they are really surprised. So yeah, he's such a hero in Philippines, right? Okay. So I think you have some experience, maybe at a concert, a conference, or a public event. Most of us blend into the background. We are just faces in the crowd. But what if, in the moment, that famous person stopped, looked directly at you, called you by your name, and said they wanted to spend time with you? If Taylor Swift told me, "Oh Mike, I'd like to spend the time with you," how can I say? If he's doing it right, how can I say? It's really hesitating. All right. So how would that feel? The shock of being seen, the surprise of being known, the wonder that out of all these people, they told you. Then imagine this, the most respected, most beloved person in the world comes to your town. Someone known for wisdom, compassion, and integrity. Everyone wants to see them. Crowds line the streets. And then impossibly this person stops, look at you, calls you by your name, "I am coming to your house today." That's exactly what happened a man named Zacchaeus. And what happened next changed everything, not just for him, but for now we understand what the church is supposed to be. Today, we meet a man named Zacchaeus. Nobody liked him. He was a tax collector, but not just any tax collector. He was the chief tax collector in Jericho. This means he was rich, powerful, and he got that way by cheating his own people. Tax collectors, I already told last Sunday, tax collectors worked for Rome, the enemy. They often charged extra money and kept it for themselves. Zacchaeus was probably very good at this. Can you imagine how people felt about him? When he walked down the street, people probably turned away and they whispered. They judged. There goes Zacchaeus, the trader, the thief. He had money, but he had no friends. He had a big house, but he was lonely. Then one day, Jesus came to town. Zacchaeus heard about this teacher who welcomed everyone, even sinners. Something inside him stirred. He wanted to see Jesus. But there was a problem. Zacchaeus was a short like me, and the crowd was thick. Nobody would let him through. So he did something unusual. He ran ahead and climbed a sycamore peak tree. Picture this. Wealthy, important man climbing a tree like a child. He must have wanted to see Jesus buried. Then something amazing happened. Jesus walked up to the tree, looked up, and said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Of all people in Jericho, all the good religious people, Jesus chose to go to the house of the most hated man in town. The crowd was shocked. They grumbled. He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Jesus saw what others couldn't see. He saw a man who was lost and searching. He saw someone worth saving. Here is what I want us to understand. The church is like the moment of when Zacchaeus met Jesus. It's a place where everyone is welcome, no matter what you have done, no matter what mistakes you have made. No matter how others judge you, God's grace is for everyone. There is no judgment at God's table. Jesus didn't climb the tree and give Zacchaeus a lecture. He didn't say like, "Clean up your life first, then we will talk." No, Jesus didn't. Jesus offered friendship first. He offered presence. He offered grace. But here's the important part. Grace doesn't leave us the same. When Zacchaeus experienced Jesus' acceptance, something changed inside him. He stood up and said, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount. Grace of God transformed him. The love he received made him want to love others. The acceptance he experienced made him want to make things right. Now let's have a look about 2 Thessalonians. This is what Paul is talking about in 2 Thessalonians. He prays that God would count you worthy of his calling and that God would fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by faith. Living in the church means living worthy of God's call. But what does that mean? What does that mean? It doesn't mean church life is always easy or happy. Paul was writing to people who were facing persecution and trouble. Church life can be hard. We meet different people at church, people with different opinions, different backgrounds, different understandings of faith. Sometimes we disagree. Sometimes, unfortunately, we hurt each other. Sometimes we feel frustrated or disappointed. But God calls us to something higher. God calls us to goodness, to acts prompted by faith, to love even when it's difficult. When Zacchaeus changed, it wasn't because someone forced him. It was because grace touched his heart. That's how transformation works in the church too. We don't change people by judging them. We change by loving them, by welcoming them, by believing God is working in them. And when we experience that same grace ourselves, when we remember that Jesus chose us even when we were lost, it changes how we treat others. So here's my challenge for us today. So first, remember, you are welcomed here. God's grace is for you. No matter what, Jesus is finding lost people. He's still inviting himself into broken lives that include yours. And second, Let grace of God transform you. Don't just receive God's love. Let it change you. Like Zacchaeus, let it move you to goodness, to generosity, to making things right. And finally, third, extend that the grace to others. Church is full of imperfect people because we are all imperfect. We'll face different opinions and challenges, but we are called to live worthy of our calling, to do every deed prompted by faith, to love like Jesus loved. Jesus said about Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." That's still his mission. That's still our church. a place where the lost are found, where grace transforms, where everyone belongs. May the grace of God transform us to embody and reflect His infinite love and faithfulness. May the Spirit empower our church to bear witness to the grace of God. Amen. So let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for seeing us when we feel invisible, for calling us by name when we feel forgotten. Transform us through your grace as you transformed Zacchaeus. Help us welcome others as Jesus welcomed him, without judgment, with open hearts. Give us courage to live worthy of your calling, extending your love to all. Amen.